The University at Buffalo's Community Health Equity Research Institute cemented a partnership earlier this year with the African American Health Equity Task Force and the Buffalo Center for Health Equity. Members say there already was a knowledge of healthcare inequity, but the arrival of COVID fully exposed it. Nationwide, African Americans are twice as likely to contract COVID-19 and three times more likely to die from the illness compared to the general population. In Buffalo, the average life expectancy of black residents is 12 years less than their white counterparts. A major obstacle to overcome is building trust in the healthcare system. UB's Dr. Nancy Nielsen says a Kaiser Family Foundation study shows great mistrust in the system.
For example, half of African Americans said they will not take a coronavirus vaccine when it's available. Now, they didn't ask who was telling them it was available, whether it was the scientists or politicians. On the other hand, that was not the kind of numbers that you see in the white community. So we have an issue where we need to work together, that as advances in science come forward, we encourage and help all the members of our community take advantage to the advances in science.
The partnership's plan for the fall includes further exploration of the reasons why African American communities are most vulnerable. They've identified factors including the number of African Americans who work essential jobs and households with multiple generations living there. Michael Morziak, WBFO News.